It's always on a Monday. Will is like yelling at the computer for some reason. Like he's like, yeah.
Now it loads. Now it loads. I was gonna come back with Boys Are Back in Town.
There we go. You can still play it.
Well, just a quick thing. The boys are back. The boys are back. All right, we're good.
You good?
We're back. Better. Welcome back.
Feel better. Welcome back. We're back. Okay, then. We're back.
Yes, sir.
Looking a little bit around Major League Baseball now, kind of give you a little update. What's going on? Look, you know, we'll look at the divisions, see how teams are playing. We get to the Royals. It's going to be really sad.
It's going to be really sad.
It's like the... I saw a tweet that just, like, as we get there, like, just made me laugh. It's like, this is the fifth year in a row that the season's been over by, like, May 15th.
So bad. They blew another 6-0 lead in the seventh inning yesterday. And it's the second one in a week, Hooks.
Yuck.
The Royals
That'll
have.
Make you...
It's so atrocious. And, I don't know, maybe winning a World Series 5 years ago was the worst thing that could have happened, because... I don't know. We all want to get back to that, but we didn't think it was going to be this bad this quickly after that.
No.
I mean, these guys are just banking in. These suits up in the press box are just banking in on these home ticket sales. I mean, because the fans fill the stadium. I mean, I'm telling you, they're banking money. They're not paying much. I mean, they're just getting filthy rich. Enjoy it while you can, Dayton Moore, because you're going to be out of here very soon. And Cal Eldred, our pitching coach, I don't see how he has a job within the next few hours. I would not be surprised if he gets fired.
Mad.
I mean, he walked to the mound yesterday, and I've said, yeah, this is your last time, man. Enjoy it. I really don't think he'll have a job today.
Nice stroll. You look at the East right now, AL East. Boy, Yankees, they're good. They're playing really good baseball. 29-12 right now. They've increased a little bit there. They hold a 5-game lead through about 41 games, between 40 and 42 games. Playing good. They're 6 in their last 4. The Rays are sitting there, the Toronto is 10 games back.
Yikes. Yuck. They lost to the Reds yesterday.
10 games back. But if you look at those three teams right now, and you talk about, wait a minute, they're in third and they're 10 games back. And again, we look at CBS Sports because they give you all the, you know, they give you all the formula of postseason prediction percentage and all that. They do still give those three teams, obviously the Yankees 97% chance, 90% for Tampa Bay, and a 73% chance still. For the Blue Jays to make the postseason.
Wow.
Just by the trends. They're all trending right now. The Yankees are trending at 97 wins. Tampa Bay's trending at 90, almost 94. And Toronto's trending at about 90 wins.
Interesting. Six teams, right?
Yep.
6 teams a league make the postseason?
Yep.
Okay, I'm wondering who they have.
Well, you start looking. So those are three teams that they're trending.
But that's two in one division.
Three.
That's crazy. So I'm curious to see what
three
the next
teams
one is.
In the same division have these above 70% chance to make the postseason.
Interesting. Okay, let's see what
because
else is going on.
Because when you
on.
Look at the Central right now,
and
just looking at postseason percentages, okay, I'm not telling you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right now, Minnesota holds a 4-game lead on the White Sox and a 6-game lead currently on Cleveland. If you look at there, now this is the trend. Right now, Minnesota's trending to get about 89 wins. They have a 75% chance of making the postseason. The White Sox are now trending to about 85 wins, and it's only a 43.5% chance.
Yep, now it makes sense.
And then Cleveland, trending about 84 wins, only a 37% chance.
Yep, now it makes perfect sense. It's because the Central is so bad this year. The division's going to get some not-so-good teams in.
I mean, again, they're at the bottom there, and unfortunately right now you've got tight at the bottom with the Tigers. Both teams, 14-26, are the Royals. They're both 10.5 out.
Yeah.
And have a less than 1% chance.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But Kansas City is trending not to finish last.
All right.
They're trending for 66 wins, and Detroit 63.5.
Oh.
64.
Oh, man. That's
they got a 3-game lead in something.
So that's what we're playing for, is not to be last in the division. Well, it would be Royals baseball if we weren't.
AL West right now, Houston 1.5 game lead on the Angels right now. Both teams are playing pretty well. Right now, that'll be a fun race to watch if everybody stays healthy in that because you got Texas, Seattle, Oakland, all eight or more games behind. Look at postseason looks right now. The Houston Astros 97% chance of making the postseason, and the Angels 50%. Those are the two. The Houston is trending towards 97 wins, and LA 80. Almost 85.
Okay, then that's good. And I think as baseball fans, we want the Angels to get in.
I want to see Trout
to the
Ohtani
postseason
in the playoffs.
And I think that's a good I mean, as long as the Central stays bad, which, I mean, the White Sox could pick it up at some point.
They could. They could. They're a good team.
They could take that one spot. It's going to be tough. I don't see the Blue Jays. It's going to be tough for the Blue Jays to get in, I think. As long
as there's 75% chance right now.
As long as they die down, I think the Angels should get in. It's early.
Flip it over to the National League right now. Looking at the East right now, a Mets, boy, they hold an 8-game lead over Atlanta and Philadelphia. The Mets are the only team over 500 in that league. The Mets are at 28-15. The other team, 19-22, 19-22, 18-22, and Washington, 14-28. Looking at postseason predictions here. Now, these are interesting as well when we start to look. The Mets, postseason, 87% chance, trending towards 92 wins. The Braves, 52% chance, and trending towards 88 wins.
Huh. I love it.
And Philadelphia sitting there again. I don't want to leave them out currently. And by the way, they're tied with the Braves right now, and they're only giving them a 26% chance.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the way, it's early, and we're looking at postseason, but, you know, this is probably the time when some teams probably make some moves before the All-Star break. And, you know, I know that's still a long ways away, but... You know, this is this is why I like looking at this now, is because I'm sure a lot of other teams are looking at the same thing and
you
thinking,
see where
hey,
things are and where you got to get to, where the holes are, injuries, things like that. The Central, looking at the Central right now. Milwaukee holds a 3-game lead right now on the St. Louis Cardinals, and then you got the Cubs, Pittsburgh, the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Reds all 9.5, 9.5, and 13.5 back. The Reds still are the worst team in the league record-wise, 12-28. They're done. So right now in that division, by the way, all three of those I just named, the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Reds, all have a less than 1% chance. At the top, Milwaukee, obviously, being the division leader in the way they're playing, they have a 98% chance to make the postseason, and they're headed towards 99 wins prediction. And then you got the Cardinals right there at 63%, and they're headed towards 88 wins.
Yeah. The Cardinals, I've said it before, man, they can hit. They just put up numbers. Yeah, it's insane.
They're playing well. They've won 6 of their last 10.
Yeah, and that division
is... 3-game winning streak right now.
The Cubs could be better, but, I mean, the bottom three are just...
This last division is one that scares everybody because it's a lot like the AL East when three teams are predicted. Now, listen to these numbers. Three teams in the AL East are predicted, right? Everybody's got at least a 75% chance. In the NL West, you have the Dodgers at a slim lead. They're pretty much tied, half game up on the Padres right now. And then San Francisco, they're sitting there 5 games back. And then there's the other two. You got the Cardinals. I'm not the Cardinals. Sorry. The Arizona and Colorado. They're both 7.5, 8 back. They're not going to play. Both those teams have a less than 1% chance currently to make the postseason. Listen to these. So you're in third right now. You're the San Francisco Giants. You're trending towards 93 wins with an 84% chance of making the playoffs.
And they're in third?
That's the second best percentage after I tell you this. The Padres right now are trending towards 91 wins.
Okay.
They have an 83% chance of making the playoffs.
What about the Dodgers?
The Dodgers, by the way, they have a 100% chance of making the playoffs predicted, and they're trending towards 110 wins.
100%.
You've got three teams in that division that are all above 83% chance on the trend right now to make the postseason.
And in other words, nothing has changed from that league. Those three teams, you got the Brewers,
that's what will make the scramble. Right? That's the scramble you're talking about. You got two divisions, one in the AL East that's got three teams. And you only get what? We said six, right?
Six, I believe, yeah. I think, yeah, it's six. That's it.
Because if you look at it right now, the current, okay, this is so early, but I love doing this.
It's early.
Yeah, it's early. But the current wild card standings, they have them out there on CBS right now.
Oh, God.
Right now, it's those three teams that we talked about. It's right now, you have the Angels sitting at the top for one spot. You have the The Tampa Bay Rays sitting in second and tied with Toronto. Just the teams we just talked about.
Yeah.
All sitting there. Still a long way to go because there's still teams out there, right? And on the other side, you look at it, and right now you have the Padres right now are 4 games up in the wild card. And then you have St. Louis and San Francisco. Boom. Dead heat.
Yeah. That's interesting. And you mentioned the Brewers. Keep an eye on what's his name over there, Mike Moustakas.
Moose.
He's about to hit home run 200.
Ooh, let's go. Speaking of that, looking at the stats, go around the stats and see who's out there. Manny Machado, by the way, boy, been hot lately as well, hitting 374 to lead the way in Major League Baseball.
Who's that? Manny Machado.
Manny Machado.
Yeah. He plays, man. He just plays games.
Followed by one we talked about earlier, Tim Anderson from the White Sox, man, hitting almost 350. He's hitting 359.
Wow.
And J.D. Martinez for Boston hitting 349. Look at the home run. Well, there's some home runs, man, being hit right now. Aaron Judge leads the way by 15.
Jeez.
He has 15 bombs. And by the way, this is the way the Yankees have been getting it done because they're two bombers. He's got 15. Mike Trout, three back. He's hit 12 this year.
Yeah.
Alvarez from Houston hit 12. And then in fourth right there, third, I would say, because there's two tied. Stanton, he's hit 11. Yeah. Between the two bombers, they've got 26.
He is the man. Giancarlo Stanton. He is the man. By the way, another Mike Trout stat that's pretty impressive. He's at 1,002 runs.
Ooh.
He had his 1,000th run, and I believe he is like just a few back from all-time on Angels list. Another milestone there.
RBI leaders, you've got Jose Ramirez for Cleveland, 37. Tied with Pete Alfonso for the Mets with 37. Stanton, third with 35. Arenado with 32 to do that. By Machado, by the way, 58 hits on the season so far through 40 games.
He's having a good year. Did I have him in anything?
Can't remember if I had him in anything.
No, I didn't.
I don't think anybody did on that side. So.
But, you know, it's interesting. Have you ever looked at the all-time runs list?
Mm-mm.
You know who's at the top, right? Any guesses? Ricky.
Yeah, oh, Ricky, yeah.
Ricky Henderson.
Sorry.
Listen,
I drew a blank. That was dumb of me.
He has 2,295 runs scored. And
that's
Mike
insane.
Mike Trout is about to break the Angels record for runs scored by a player with like just over 1,000. And Ricky has just under 2,300. It's insane.
Wow, it's insane. Looking at the pitching side right now, boy, Verlander, 6 wins. He leads the way with the most wins. Followed by Musgrove from San Diego, and Max Scherzer also with 5 wins. ERA, Justin Verlander's ERA right now?
Yeah, it's low.
1.22. Welcome back, Justin Verlander.
Should have believed what we heard.
Taylor Rogers out of San Diego right now, 16 saves on the season.
Yeah.
With Josh Hader as well with 15 from Milwaukee, so they're getting some stuff done there. A lot, man.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Hit his
100th home run.
Yeah, he's got 102. He hit, I think over the weekend, he hit 102. I think he was below 100 before the weekend series. So Shohei, he has played in 451 games, and he's hit 102 home runs.
What's that pace?
You tell me. Let's take a look at Juan Soto, because they're kind of similar and in terms of home run totals. Like, because Juan's hit 106, and Juan has played in 506 games.
Yeah, that pace.
So, technically, I think Shohei's on a quicker pace because he's played less games. But those two players right there are fun to watch. Shohei's, you're right, man, he's heating up. This is when he could go on his tear.
So still a lot to come from baseball. The Mets right now, they'll be dealing. I think Scherzer's out for a little while. They're just taking it easy with him. How can they weather that storm? Your power rankings they put out, you got the Yankees at the top. Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Mets, Milwaukee, top 5.
Okay.
Yankees are scary.
They are. I mean, just what Judge and Stanton are doing. It's hard to, and of course, they've been playing a lot of games at Yankee. It's just a home run friendly stadium. Some dude for the Yankees hit a home run yesterday, and the only stadium it would have been a home run in was Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Stanton is at 358 home runs career.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he was one we were watching, right?
Remember yeah, well,
when
he's...
we talked about it. Can he get to...
In terms of current players, 1, 2, three, four. He's fourth among current players with 358.
Yeah, well, there's something to watch. They did say Max Scherzer, by the way, will miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's going to hurt him.
With the oblique strain.
That's going to hurt him.
Six to eight weeks.
You said they're the only team in that division with a winning record. I mean, that could change here.
They're going to have to funnel that and figure that out.
They can still bat.
Oh, yeah, they can still.
Yeah, they can hit.
Guess good thing he's got a little cushion right now.
But, you know, the Royals, I still watch them, but it's a lost cause.
Yes.
I think it's sad.
It's like 5 years in a row. Like, you're just like, well, what do we do now?
I'm telling you, man. And it's not a bad idea. Like, if I owned a club, you know, just imagine winning the series. You know, you get all that money, and then you can just sell all your team and make a lot more money and not paying players and just packing that stadium. It sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're getting wealthy.
It's easy money. Easy money.
People go to those games. It's one of those things, man. It's like they fill it all. I mean, it's crazy.
It is. I think they had like 24,000 over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And on the Sunday, it looked packed at the Sunday game. Then you blow your second 6-0 lead in a week in the seventh inning. It's embarrassing.
Sad.
I mean, the Reds don't even do that. The Reds don't even do that.
It's insane. They just get beat. 28
times. Go Royals. Hey, Pat Mahomes, can you do something?
Hey, Pat, can you change this?
I know you bought a little bit of the team.
Don't you have a voice?
I know you're not mad about.
Got a voice?
You know, I know you're not happy about this losing, Pat.
No, you got a voice?
You see him at all these other events, like soccer games. Like, come on. Well, Pay attention to the Royals.
Well, maybe they'll do them like the Cardinals have done. I mean, they've had Pujols has thrown an inning. He got to pitch. I think Molina got to pitch the other night.
Yachty got in, yeah.
Hey, Pat, you won't throw? Can you start Tuesday night?
Honestly, it would probably be better than what we're throwing out there right now.
Unfortunate. So, all right, let's take another break. And as we go to break, we're going to get that second qualifier. How about that, Will?
All right.
Let's get somebody registered. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Chance to win that cooker smoker. $100 gift card from Russ's Market. Caller number 6.